daf was pesach and daf kuf tes vav. So the Gemara started out by telling us some Ravina, Amuli Rav Mishar Shabrei Rav Nasan, that there was a tradition from Hillel that when the mitzvah of maror is only drabanan bizman hazeh, when we only have maror midrabanan, the halach is you're not supposed to eat matzah and maror together because the maror, which is only drabanan, is going to be mevatel the matzah, which is a mitzvah daraisa. And even if you hold the eight mitzvahs mevatel zuazu, that's only when it's two drabanans or two daraisas. But you have a drabanan and a daraisa, the mitzvah drabanan could overpower the mitzvah daraisa. You're not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. When we had a korban pesach, then Hillel would hold that the pesach matzah maror are supposed to all be eaten together. Al matzah maror yachluhu. The rabbanan disagree and they say no, that they have to be either that they must be eaten separately, or at least that they can be eaten separately. We're not sure how to paskin at the end of the Gemara. Hashadu lovit marhilchsa lo kilel v'lo k'rabanan. We don't know how to paskin whether it should be like Hillel, that nowadays we're not supposed to eat them together, or like the rabbanan, but in the times of the Mikdash they had to be eaten together, or like the rabbanan. So we say that we eat the matzah first with its own bracha, the maror separately with its own bracha, and then we put them both together, what we call korech, Zecher the Mikdash Kehillel, to remember how Hillel used to do it. This bunch of basic Mikdash Hayakayim. The Gemara tells the culture to be a little bit mashka tzarech natilas yadayim. Any vegetable that gets dipped into a liquid requires natilas yadayim because of a chashash that your hands are shnios l'tuma, which can then make the liquid a rishon l'tuma, which will then make the food a sheni l'tuma. But from the fact that Rav Oshia requires natilas yadayim from anything that's wet, so it seems that, and he says it in the context of marar, so the Gemara first thinks it means that marar has to be totally submerged in the charoses. That's why we're assuming that it's automatically wet in the part where you're holding it. Gemara says, no, maybe it's not totally submerged, but you're holding it, and it could be that in a chinam, you only dip one end in the charoses, and you hold it at the other end, but the concern is that you might hold it from the part that's wet, and that's why you have to do netilas yadayim. Gemara tells us two statements of Rav Papa. First of all, Rav Papa says not to leave the mar in the charoses for too long, because the taste of the charoses can take away, can dull the taste of the maror, and that will take away the whole mitzvah. And second, the Rabbana Ukva taught that somebody who washed his hands for the first dipping doesn't have to wash his hands again for the second dipping. So there are two ways to understand what he's talking about. The Rabbana thought that that's talking about the rest of the year. On the night of the Seder, you definitely don't need to wash twice. When you wash the first time, you know that there's going to be a second dipping. Rav Papa thought, no, it's got to be talking about the night of the Seder. What other night of the year? Do you ever dip anything twice? It has to be the night of the Seder. And we specifically require washing again on the night of the Seder because there's such a big break in between the first dipping and the second dipping. You have the whole Haggadah in between. And the Gemara tells us how to eat the matzah and the maror. Amar Rava bala matzah yatza, bala maror lo yatza. If you swallow the matzah whole, you yotze the mitzvah. The maror, without chewing, you're not yotze the mitzvah. If you swallow them together, you yotze the matzah, not the maror. If you wrap it in something else surrounding it, then you're not yotze anything. Not matzah, not maror. Amar Rav Simon Barashi, matzah l'fnei kol echad v'echad, maror l'fnei kol echad v'echad, v'charos l'fnei kol echad v'echad. Rav Simon Barashi holds matzah, maror, and charoses goes to every single person at the Seder. Each one has all of those things in front of him. But Rav Huna disagrees. He says, no, the person leaving the Seder has all of these things in front of him. Lama okrenes hashulchan. The Gemara wants to know, why is it that we remove the table as part of the Seder? So, Deber Rabbi Yana said, k'dei she'akiru tinokos v'yishalu. Let the children see that something is strange and let them ask about it. In fact, when Abaye was at a Seder and he saw that they had removed the table, so Abaye said, what's going on? So Rabbi says, ah, shkoyach, patat milomer manishtana. Now we don't have to say manishtana because you asked such a wonderful question. Then at the very end of the daf, we actually didn't get to it in the shir this morning, the Gemara has three drushes of lechem oni. What lechem oni comes to teach us? Either it's lechem sha'onim alav dvarim harbe, it's the bread that we tell Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim about while it's in front of us. Over that bread we tell the story. Or it's madarko shalani beprusa, that it's a lechem of a poor man, just like a poor man has a broken piece of bread, so we have a broken piece of matzah. Or the third possibility is that when a poor man bakes, they only rent the oven for so long. So when a poor man is baking, he's going to heat up the oven while his wife is doing the baking in order to get it in as condensed a time period as possible. So that's why it's called lechem oni. Matzah, we have to be so careful that the dough doesn't rise. We should do it quickly, like a poor man would do who is on the clock in terms of his rental of the oven.